St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 3, verses 20 to 21. When Jesus went home again, once more such a crowd collected that they could not even have a meal. And when his relatives heard of this, they set out to take charge of him, convinced he was out of his mind. The word of the Lord. Now this is a very brief passage from St. Mark that we have for Saturday. 40 words in total in this translation that I'm using, but it's also a very difficult passage. Here was Jesus. In an earlier part of this chapter, he had been rejected by the religious authorities, and now he's suspected of being crazy by his own family. So it says there in the first sentence that such a crowd collected, they could not even have a meal. And that's a bit the way it is today in the devastated country of Haiti. Haiti is traumatized by its severe earthquake, an already impoverished country with a tortured history going back several centuries. And it's in such extreme indebtedness and such a poor infrastructure. It's really a wonder that any of us can eat anything at all with such suffering going on in our planet. Apart from the fact that those who are there taking food and water to these people who have had nothing for days, they can't get through because of the lack of an infrastructure and the little there is having already been devastated. So the suffering there in Haiti today is severe and something we must continue to pray about and perhaps take action to remedy in some way or another. Then the next part of the reading, the second sentence, it says, when his relatives heard of this, they set out to take charge of him, convinced he was out of his mind. That take charge of him, it's the same wording that was used in the Gethsemane passage when Jesus was taken, seized by the soldiers. So they were ready to seize him and take him back. And they feared he was out of his mind, that he was making a fool of himself. And it's a bit the same today. All protesters, those who challenge the existing state of affairs or expect a little better from our societies, they're all treated a bit the same way, especially in the media. They're sort of mocked, and it's suggested, you know, they haven't got the right values, whereas they're acting usually in a prophetic style. So Jesus, when the religious authorities rejected him a little earlier in chapter 3, he had called together his own group of apostles. And now his family are rejecting him, and a few paragraphs later in the same chapter, he is saying that his brothers and sisters are those who do the will of God. Here it says in the Jerusalem Bible, anyone who does the will of God is my brother or sister. And that's interesting today, too, because it's the day on which Mary Ward died. She was the foundress of the Institute of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and she lived in England back in the earlier Elizabethan days when Catholics were all persecuted and hounded and practiced their faith at risk of death. And Mary, too, was called by God in this circumstance to support those who were developing their faith in the underground church, and she knew she was called by God, and She was smuggled out of England to Catholic Belgium. When she presented herself to a bishop to see what she could do in the area of work for people longing for the faith and education in it, he advised her to become a nun in a like she would be the servant of the nuns in the convent she would go to, and it wasn't what she had in mind. But she kept persevering with her vision of the great need to educate women in the faith. And her order has succeeded and done very well right up until the present time. But she herself suffered greatly. She suffered imprisonment. She was sentenced to death at one stage. She was sent into exile out of England. Then when she had her band of people gathered together and working well in the education of young women, her institution was suppressed by the church, and she herself was charged with heresy because people of the day could not understand her direction and what she could see as the crying need for young women of her time, just as the religious authority and the family of Jesus did not understand what he was saying in his day. And we too do not understand how a small country such as Haiti could be so impoverished in this day and age when many of us enjoy so much. So let us pray to this Jesus, whom we try to follow and whose values sometimes are quite the opposite to those promoted in our society. Let us be strengthened and encouraged when we too are criticized, and let us be quick in our support for those who continue to give us the example of challenging many of the ways of our society in these first world countries.